Salaika Sutta, the first sermon of the Buddha. The Buddha's first sermon was the Dhamma Chaka Pavattana Sutta. The only human beings who heard the sermon were the five ascetics. Only one of the five, namely Kondanya, attained the first stage and fruition while hearing the Dhamma. The other four did not have the insight so easily, and so they had to meditate after the end of the sermon in accordance with the Buddha's instructions. Of the four, it took Vapa 1 day, Badiya 2 days to attain the first stage. Rahula, the son of the Buddha, started meditating at the age of 7, but he became an arahant only after an ordination at 20. Mahamoggallana attained arahatship after meditating for 7 days at Sotapanna stage, while Sariputta attained it after meditating for 15 days as a Sotapanna. Ananda won final liberation 3 months after the Lord's Parinibbana by walking and meditating strenuously the whole night. In view of these statements, in the scriptures, it is safe to assume that hearing the sermon or knowledge by itself does not ensure insight. That practice is essential to its development. If it were otherwise, the Lord would not have urged his disciples to practice the Dhamma. Surely Ananda had heard and was quite familiar with all the teachings of the Buddha. Yet he had to meditate intensively the whole night for his final liberation. So it is not mere knowledge, but the thorough practice of samatha vipassana that enables the yogi to overcome defilements and contact nibbana on the Aryan level. Mindfulness while hearing the Dhamma. Bhikkhu Kondanya became a sotapanna while hearing the first sermon. All the five disciples became arahats while hearing the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta. It was a single verse that made the minister Santati an arahat, and it was also a certain verse that turned Bhikkhuni Padachara into a Sotapanna. According to the commentary on Satipatthana Sutta, those who attained the path in fruition did so after applying one of the four methods of the sutta. The commentary says, there are those who attain the Aryan path and fruition by merely hearing a stanza, but such an attainment is impossible without contemplation or mindfulness of the body, of the feeling or the consciousness or the mind object. Those who attain the path and fruition do so and overcome grief and anguish only through the Satipatthana way of meditation. In short, it is true that the minister Santati and Padachara became an arahat and a Sotapanna respectively and got over their sufferings after hearing a stanza. But they attained the Aryan path only through the practice of mindfulness in accordance with the Satipatthana method. The commentary leaves no doubt about the paramount importance of Satipatthana meditation. There is no scriptural authority for the view that knowledge and understanding suffice to lead a yogi to the path, that there is no need for effort. In fact, this view conflicts with the Buddha's teaching. In many suttas, the Buddha stresses the need for the development of tranquility, insight and mind, samatha vipassana bhavana. In the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, the disciple is urged to realize the truth of the Aryan path. In the Anatta Lakkhana and other suttas, the disciple is exhorted to realize anicca, dukkha and anatta of the five khandhas. Samanyapala Sutta of Digha Nikaya and other teachings stress the need for the development of samatha jhana, samabhati and vipassana jnana. Insight knowledge. In Saggatavagga, section of Sanyutta Nikaya, the Buddha says that the development of concentration and insight knowledge frees one from the entanglement of tanha or desire. The Satipatthana Samyutta urges the disciple to practice the four kinds of mindfulness. In Satya Samyutta, the disciple is exhorted to realize the Four Noble Truths. Intense exertion of energy as an element of effort is emphasized by the Buddha. Let there remain only the skin, the nerves, and the bones. Let the flesh and blood wither away. I will persist ceaselessly in my effort until I attain the path and its fruit. With such affirmation of will, the yogi should exert his effort intensely. Samyutta Nikaya, Nidana Vagga, Desabala Sutta, and Anguttara Nikaya, Dukkha Nipata Upanyata Sutta. In the Mahagosinga Sutta of Majjhima Nikaya, the Buddha advises the disciples to meditate after affirming his will not to change his cross-legged posture until he is liberated from defilements. On the eve of the full moon of Kasson, the day on which he attained enlightenment, the Lord sat fortified by such a resolution and strove the whole night. Then he attained Pubeni Vasanyana, the power to recall past lives, in the early part of the night. Dibhachaku Divai, in the middle part of the night. And at dawn, he reflected on dependent origination, as well as on the arising and passing away of the khandhas, and developed insight knowledge. He perfected his insight by various kinds of mindfulness, for example, Rupa Sataka, Nama Sataka, as mentioned in Visuddhimagga. Then, after passing through the four stages of the Aryan path and their fruitions, he became the Buddha. It was on the basis of this experience that Buddha urged his disciples to strive hard for arahatship at one sitting. Thus, the Buddha's insistence on strenuous effort in many suttas gives the lie to the view that knowledge by itself ensures transcendent insight, that no effort is needed. So let not your teacher's verdict or assurance make you complacent. You should examine yourself to see whether your experience brings about the extinction of defilements. I have been giving instructions in meditation for 32 years. To my knowledge, those who can fully recount their spiritual experience in a week are hard to come by. Most of them do so only after 20 or 30 days, or even after 3 or 4 months. But those who follow my instructions and practice steadfastly usually report their experiences after a month. I now urge the yogis to regard a month, or just over a month, as the norm for the period required for the successful practice of meditation. It will not do to think, as some people do, that 1 month is too short for the practicing yogi. For the Buddha promised anagami stage, or even arahatship, to those who followed his advice. And so to say that it is impossible to gain insight after a month is to depreciate the Buddha's teaching and to discourage the yogis.